And now to the Keystone XL pipeline. President Donald Trump revived the project when he took office, but the final say on whether the pipeline is built may lie in the Midwest. Grant Gerlach from member station NET Nebraska reports that rural landowners are promising to challenge the president's plans.
The pipeline would carry 35 million gallons of oil per day through rural Holt County, Nebraska, not far from Jeannie Crumley's kitchen.
The pipeline would be about 400 yards north of my house, running through a creek out here where cattle water and where we draw irrigation water.
Water is one of Crumley's main worries. Her family raises cattle and corn here. The pipeline would run above an aquifer that provides water for thirsty crops and livestock. TransCanada, the company in charge of the project, says pipelines are safer than hauling oil by train and that it would clean up any damage. But Crumley says an oil leak in her groundwater is something she just can't afford.
The purity of the water is essential, and it's the thing that probably is driving the resistance.
In 2015, it looked like that resistance had paid off when the Obama White House rejected Keystone XL. But 4 days after Donald Trump's inauguration, he directed the State Department to approve it.
We'll see if we can get that pipeline built.
That announcement has revived resistance in Nebraska. Dozens of Holt County landowners recently gathered in a community hall talking strategy over pie and coffee with Jane Klebb. She's the leader of the anti-pipeline group Bold Alliance.
We certainly don't have somebody in the White House right now that we feel like we can influence a lot, but we think we can stop it here in the state.
Klebb says TransCanada still must have two things from Nebraska before it can build: a route approved by the state and contracts with all landowners, either voluntarily or through eminent domain. Sarah Shore with the climate change activism group 350.org says pipeline opponents are planning federal lawsuits to stall the pipeline, but landowners in Nebraska could be an important obstacle.
Keystone XL can't be built without eminent domain. If we stop the route through Nebraska, we stop the pipeline.
Keystone XL does have supporters here. Governor Pete Ricketts promotes the potential for new tax revenue and jobs for about 2,700 construction workers in Nebraska. In Holt County, the Board of Supervisors passed a resolution against the pipeline, but Chair Bill Tilkey was surprised when he heard from people upset because they want it built.
I had probably more calls with people wondering why we had done the resolution than I ever did on people calling to say to do that.
Holt County is deeply Republican, so the pipeline is not really a partisan issue locally the way it is nationally. But farmer Jeannie Crumley says it is quietly divisive.
We have to live in the community with our neighbors. We go to church with our neighbors. So we get along, but at a superficial level. The rules of the game now are you don't talk about something controversial.
But now the Keystone XL debate is back, whether people like it or not. And this part of rural Nebraska will have a big say about the pipeline's fate. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.